Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to the United States is set to be his first state visit to the country since taking office in 2013. Da Wei, Director of U.S. Research with the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, says trust building is going to be key.
The visit will help us tell U.S. who President Xi Jinping is, as well as what kind of leader he is. It will also help answer questions about where is China going. The President has already sent out answers to these questions at both the Sunnylands meeting in California and the Intai talks in Beijing. But this time, the visit will also send a message to the American business community, the think tanks, and the American people. It will tell them about China's reforms and developments.
Although the China-U.S. relationship has been seeing steady improvement, challenges such as the South China Sea and cybersecurity still remain key sticking points. Ran Zhongzhe, formerly with the Chinese Embassy in the U.S. and now with the China Institute of International Studies, says he believes these issues are something the two sides can overcome.
Cybersecurity is a common concern for China and the United States. Both can work together to make changes to help one another when it comes to cybersecurity. The two sides can also work to make their shared views applicable to other countries and non-state actors as well. So the best way to approach this issue is through talking and not through sanctions.
Ran Zhongzhe also says he believes Xi Jinping's time in the U.S. will be an opportunity to push forward talks on the bilateral investment treaty, which started 7 years ago.
China and the United States have held 20 rounds of BIT talks so far. Both sides will continue with the negotiations. I don't think the talks will be concluded soon, but at least we can expect further progress during the president's time in the U.S.
Xi Jinping and Barack Obama sat down with one another in June of 2013, with both leaders saying they want to create a relationship which will avoid confrontation. Professor Robert Chiobani with Princeton University says he believes the momentum from the previous talks should carry over into this round of discussions.
I think it'll be very productive. These are two very serious leaders who have a huge interest in cooperating with each other, as well as the discord we've talked about. They know they have to work out differences of interest as well as commonalities. Neither of them is inclined toward making radical statements that make things worse. So I expect it'll be a very productive visit.
Beyond cybersecurity and economics, the two are also expected to discuss military relations, counterterrorism, and climate change. For CRI, I'm Lo Wen.